I've got an apple in my dressing gown pocket. Here, in my right pocket. My fingers tremble, but I take it out. They tell me you've left France. Run away from the sound of the guns. Run away with your woman. Over there, you can't hear the sound of the German guns. But you can hear me, can't you? Can't you?
Who is that? Who is that?
And the millionaires? I bet the millionaires are throwing their money at you. Go on. Count your money, master. Mistress, money. Maître, money. Master, money. Oh, you can cower in an English corner. But you can't get away from me, can you?
Abandoned by Jonathan Smith, with Freddie Jones as Rodin, Caroline Backhouse as Camille Claudel, and Maureen O'Brien as Judith.
What's the soup?
Tomato.
Oh, tomato. Again?
I like tomato.
Even so, old thing. Three times running.
Never mind.
Not as if we're birds of passage, is it? Like some.
Evening. Taken the waters today?
Oh, yes, indeed. And did you have a nice walk?
So open round here, isn't it?
And so close to the shops. Do let's take the road to Stroud tomorrow. The guidebook is very reassuring.
Lay down here, Nancy.
No, ma'am, but the second gong went about 10 minutes ago.
Ivy says, shall she start serving?
Pop up again in a minute or two, Nancy. Give him a knock.
Yes, ma'am.
Ivy, serve the soup, please.
And, there's the Duke of Westminster one. The exhibition of your work at Grosvenor House. I told you about this one this morning. The Grosvenor House exhibition.
Yes, Judith.
From the Duke of Westminster.
Yes, I heard. My hands have gone, but I can still hear.
But you didn't hear the gong, did you? He hears what he wants to hear. He always did. He doesn't hear the gong because he doesn't want to hear the gong.
Who can eat at a time like this? How can any civilized Frenchman eat at a time like this?
It's quite late.
What?
It isn't early.
Madame Rose means she feels we should go down to dine now. You needn't have much to eat.
I can't speak for myself, thank you.
I'm sorry. I assure you I didn't mean to suggest that.
And I'm not deaf either. I'm not blind and I'm not happy.
You said last night the food was all grease.
It was. And the night before.
You couldn't even tell what fish it was.
It just said fish, didn't it? Fish.
Or would you perhaps like to reply to Lady Fairfax? Or the one from Lady Sackville West? They both offered you and Madame Rose hospitality, whenever you wish. Shall we say you would be happy to visit them when things are more settled?
No. Judith, no. I do not wish to visit anyone. I must have privacy. Isn't that why we came here?
Of course.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Right. To His Grace, the Duke of Westminster. The situation is too grave for me to thank you as I should. By exhibiting my sculptures in Grosvenor House, London, you have granted me your esteem, which is as great a reward as I have ever received.
Why doesn't the window open?
Your country, so enduring in its support of my work, is now my refuge. Allow me, in the midst of this terrible war, to sign myself your humble and devoted servant.
Oh, how are your hands today?
Why do my hands matter?
Well, you were complaining of them last night.
Last night? Last night?
You woke me up. You said they were shaking.
They were shaking. I was looking for my slippers. That's why I was shaking with rage. You didn't even pack my slippers.
And, as I said, what about the two offers from Lady Fairfax and Lady Sackville West?
He did both of those.
Sorry?
Both came to Paris to be done. Paid him 40,000 francs, didn't they?
It's just that if you and Madame Rose ever did feel like moving on from Cheltenham in a few... Excuse me.
Yes? Excuse me, Miss Claddle.
Yes?
Mrs. Parker says I was to tell you and Mr. and Mrs. Rodin dinner's served.
Thank you. We did hear the gong.
And say that the evening paper's by your table, miss.
You're most kind. Thank you.
Beautiful body, too.
Mrs. Parker always says to say we're only here to help, miss.
And you are helping. We will be down soon.
I really think we ought, don't you?
They're always hovering, aren't they? Always peering through their beak.
Yes, Judith, you're right. Men in Cheltenham and all that.
Allow me to...
No, I'm all right. Thank you. But file out her name. She could help me, all right.
Whose name?
That one, the one with the blue eyes and chestnut hair.
What does he want to know her name for? She's a servant.
True, Rose, true. She may be a servant, but then you, after all, were a seamstress.
Right, I'm off.
Doesn't matter, Judith, whether they're English or French, aristocrat or peasant. Never, never assume a woman with a good body doesn't have a brain. Yes, the sight of a woman undressing, it comes as a blow, as a shock. And what a wonderful sight it is, Judith.
Yeah. You should know.
Looks like his last legs to me.
Fancy some peas with the lamb.
A bit late for peas, isn't it?
Back tires were too tight today, Tilly.
Really? Felt the road, did you?
Poor old things. Just look at them.
Seen the papers? Terrible goings on. Frogs running away in all directions.
So I saw. What is going to happen?
Search me.
Terrible. Ramshackle place, my dear. France always was.
Never trust them. That's what my father always said. And he was so right. A girl has to take care of herself.
I'm sorry? Trust who?
The frogs. Rather sell matches myself.
Shh! They'll hear.
Sorry, old bean. Just to be perfectly frank with you, it is.
He's rolling bits of bread into pellets again.
Is everything all right?
Yes. Thank you. Do please forgive us if we are a little late.
We quite understand. You must be tired. And I expect you've been out and about today, taking the water.
No, not today, but we had perhaps
What's
on another...
the soup?
Tomato. That'll be lovely, yes.
Tomato?
Yes, tomato.
No cabbage soup?
No. I'm afraid we don't offer cabbage soup. There's not a lot of demand for cabbage.
What's the fish?
There's no fish tonight, I'm afraid, Mrs. Rodin. There's the lamb, which we do recommend.
Lamb and mint sauce. Very English, thank you.
Just listen to her master. Listen to Madame Rose. It's the same. The same it always was. Boring, boring, slurp, slurp. I can see you cringing, trying not to hear, trying to pretend it's going on elsewhere, yet being driven numb by that old nonentity. And now they even think you're married. Loyalty! Yes, loyalty is one thing, but not surely at that price.
Tomato soup? Why can't they make good cabbage soup?
I'm afraid cabbage soup isn't really an English dish.
And mint sauce?
Rose! I did not bring myself down here against my better judgment to talk about cabbage soup and mint sauce!
Who's the younger one?
His secretary, Mrs. Parker says. That's the word.
Mind you, there's secretaries and secretaries.
What? Judith, please read to me from the paper.
No, a table.
Yes!
Could we not do this later?
Later? Why?
Over coffee in the smoking room.
The English haven't learned how to make coffee.
They haven't learned how to be invaded either. Read the paper. What does it say about Paris? Are the Allies still falling back? Another humiliation? Is that what you're hiding from
me? The English don't read at dinner. At breakfast, I think, but not usually at dinner.
God knows, Judith, coffee apart, the English have a very special place in my heart, and God also knows they'll forgive an old Frenchman at a time like this. Simply tell me what the paper says.
If you wish. The members of the French government left Paris last night for Bordeaux. Paris is preparing for a siege. General Gallieni, the military governor of Paris, has issued the following proclamation. To the army of Paris and the inhabitants of Paris, I have been entrusted with the task of defending Paris against the intruder. No. This task I will fulfill to the end.
So the government runs away to Paris. Bordeaux.
It's not really running away.
Shows how much they care. What they come here bloody well doing Bordeaux?
It's temporary, a temporary expedient, a matter of keeping some sort of administration going.
In case Paris falls.
Yes.
It will. Paris will fall. It'll be carnage. It'll be overrun. They'll smash the cathedrals. And they'll smash everything I've done.
No, you must not say that. Kitchener is at Ostend with an army of 500,000.
It deserves to fall. It's 1872 all over again, as I said it would be. They don't deserve my work. They simply don't deserve it.
What good does this defeatism do? The British are joining up with our army, and we're a very long way...
No, no. If they won't give me the house, I'll leave everything to the Victorian Albert. Take this down, Judith. Go on, get your notepad out. They can have everything. The lot. The English were the first to love my work, and the English can be the ones to benefit.
But wouldn't it be?
No buts! When my Balzac was unveiled, you remember the shows? They said I'd insulted them, insulted France. La patrie en danger. Said I'd turned Balzac into a snowman.
Surely now of all times, you must give the authorities
authorities! What do authorities ever know? If I'd listened to authorities and committees and government decrees, what would I ever have achieved?
Anyway, the Germans wouldn't touch anything, Master. They simply wouldn't.
What about bombs?
Only barbarians would consider such a thing. The Germans are not barbarians.
Kill people, you mean, but leave art.
Everything was put safely in the basement. I'm sorry if you feel that... But I saw every piece, every single piece, carried down myself.
I know, Judith.
Where's the soup?
The men were most careful. Everything is double locked and guarded.
I know. You've been most loyal. I'm sorry. But I do so want the house and grounds.
We all want it for you. It's my greatest dream, a permanent place for your work. And a parliamentary bill is tabled and probably would have got through by now, believe me.
Well.
Soon.
In Bordeaux?
There is a problem of precedent, of bestowing property for the first time on a living artist.
I'll be dead soon. That'll please him.
No, you'll never die, Auguste. Never.
Yes, that'll cheer him up. Dead artists, those are the ones they like best.
Why are you torturing yourself?
The German army's at the Marne, Judith. The Marne?
Yes.
30 kilometres from Paris.
Oh, here we are. The soup, Madame Rose.
There's yours, Mrs. Rodin. And yours, miss.
Thank you.
May I ask your name?
My name? It's Nancy, sir.
Nancy.
Nancy Newnham, sir.
Nancy. You are as beautiful as a cathedral. Much more beautiful than anything in Cheltenham.
And soup for you, Mr. Rodin.
Thank you, Nancy. Oh, such elastic muscles. An admirable body, that. You see, that is why it's so good to travel, Judith. It increases one's store of beautiful pictures. And what's more, she reminds him of Camille, the same eyes, the same hair, even a slight limp.
Master, not now.
It's uncanny. Tell you something else. Lameness is a compulsive attraction for some. Did you know that?
No.
Write it down, then. I may be an ignorant peasant, but I've looked at life, haven't I? Well, I don't want the soup, so what shall we talk about? Michelangelo, that sort of thing?
No. Why don't you tell her about me? About our years together? You run away from that, don't you? Our 10 years together? Together. The years of your best work. That's what your little Judith should be putting on paper. Not apotheosis, not Michelangelo. Go on. Tell her about me.
Michelangelo. Cut up cadavers. Did you know that?
Not now.
Did you know that? Love cutting them up.
Poor women as corpses.
Do we have to? Now?
When they were scarcely cold. Couldn't do it myself. Me, I prefer living flesh like that Nancy over there. Look at her bending over that table. If it moves, it catches my eye, you know. And what's more, there's no point in pussyfooting about it. If you want to sculpt, you've got to touch living flesh. Touch it! Those academics run a mile from a bit of real live flesh. Love has never been the subject of sculpture before. Abduction, yes, Judith. Rape, yes. But not ecstasy. That is for me. I made ecstasy my own. Is that the sort of thing you want for your book?
Well, of course, if he'd done the Kaiser, this war would never have happened. We'd still be in Paris.
What is she going on about?
Well, would he do the Kaiser? No, he wouldn't.
What do you know about the Kaiser?
It's his birthday tomorrow, so it says in the paper.
Really? I haven't seen that. Is that in this paper?
He wouldn't do the Pope, either.
The Pope? Pope Pius?
Well, the one who's dead. Too late now, though, isn't it?
Yes, Master, I've been meaning to ask you, why didn't you? When he'd specially asked you, commissioned you. To be commissioned by the Holy Father must have been a rare honour, even for you.
Why didn't I do what?
Do the Pope. Well, he started, you went to Rome, it was all later on.
I wanted to have a good look at his ears. Marvellous ears.
Excuse me. Let's just jot this down.
But whenever I moved closer to have a look, the Holy Father moved his sacred ear. I moved, he moved. I stalked his ear. He swiveled his ear. If I wanted to do his ears, he said I had to look at photographs. Photographs, I ask you.
Photographs. Oh, talking of photographs, Steichen has sent on a large selection today, taken at your studio. Yes, you were saying, His Holiness's ears.
They're only relics now.
But the Pope wouldn't let me, nor view him from above. You get very interesting proportion from above, Judith.
Really?
Yes. I always tell my models that.
I'm sure.
He was up the Vatican stepladder, all ready to go.
Stepladder?
Clay in hand, all ready to go for a fat fee. 100,000 francs.
At that time, I was using a stepladder a lot. So, there I was, and there he was. But no, the Pope said. Pope above, Monsieur Rodin below. So, I came down the stepladder.
Protocol.
And what happened?
Well, you told the Pope, didn't you?
All right, I said. Very well, Your Holiness. You climb the ladder, and I'll sit on your throne.
You didn't.
You did.
You wanted something grand, you see. Little men do. Michelangelo understood that. And you. He understood everything. Yes. Michelangelo. When I stood before him in Florence, when we stood face to face with the great magician's work, you see, one must surrender oneself to his influence. He looked at me, at us. For us, it was a moment. If Paris is saved, they can have everything, Judith. If they'll just let me live in that house, they owe it to me.
When was this, the Florence trip? Which year?
Florence.
Yes, when you went to study Michelangelo.
Ask Camille, she was with me.
What did he say?
Every minute.
Who?
Camille learnt as much from Michelangelo as I did.
That's enough. No names. No whispering. Good night.
But, madam...
Let her go. Stay here, Judith.
You must excuse me. I'll see if she's all right. I must go to see if she's...
You sit there. Leave this to me.
Master, that was inexcusable, really, it was.
What was I? I'm sorry. Look, I'm not really hungry at all. I think I need a short walk. No, you stay. You stay. Good evening. Good evening.
It's all right, miss.
I do apologize.
Well, I'll get a nice clean tablecloth in no time.
The news from France, it's everything. You do understand, don't you? It's everything.
September the 3rd, 1914. Cheltenham. The Kaiser's birthday. The day he said he would spend in Paris. Well, he's not there yet. But the British soldiers are. There are new German advances in the east. The papers say there is an outward calm on the streets. Perhaps so. But can one believe those reports? The day we left, there was panic. Total panic. The master planned to take Madame Rose south, to Marseille, but I persuaded them to accompany me to see my sister, here in Cheltenham. We packed in a frenzy of anxiety, while the master sat in the cellar rubbing his hands, staring at his work. Oh, I do hope Alain got my letter. He promised my sister he would come. Last night, when everyone was asleep, I heard someone on the landing above. It was a dark, sticky night. I was a little frightened, but thought, yes, I recognize those steps. Going up to the maid's quarters.
Camille? Are you there? It's me. Yes. Can I come in? Is it open? Oh, yes, it does. It's me. You're a terror, you are. Yes, you are. Where have you been hiding? You said you'd come to me. You know where I am. You know that. You can always come to me. No one will know. There's no one like you. No one. And you're working still? Good. That's all I do. Work till my arms ache. That's one of your phrases, isn't it? Let me lie beside you. There. That's better. Oh, you've got strong, beautiful hands. The sort that set bones. Camille?
No, it's Judith.
Huh?
Come on.
What? She doesn't believe me. But we will exhibit together a floor for her work and a floor for mine. Tell her, Judith, she'll listen to you.
You'd better come back to bed.
She must have a room of her own. She's a genius.
You shouldn't be up here. You're being naughty again.
Paris has fallen. That's what you come to tell me, isn't it? It's 1872 all over again. I knew it. The Victorian Albert could have everything.
I've come to take you back to your room.
When I came to London in 1885, did I ever tell you this? The art students at the Slade carried me through the streets on a carriage in triumph. How about that?
And I'm sure you deserved it.
I couldn't even open her door. with these stupid shaking hands. If I can't open the door, Judith, how can I handle the chisel? How can I hold her?
You need some sleep. Well, here we are.
Make sure the wet cloth's on the clay, won't you?
I will. You can trust me. Good night.
Thank you for having me at such short notice.
And how long do you wish to stay?
A few days.
And you'll be here then until the weekend?
There is, I'm led to believe, a Miss Judith Cladell staying.
Miss Cladell?
I'm sorry, madam. Forgive me, I saw her name in the book. You see, she's a friend of mine.
Miss Cladell is indeed staying here as a guest, but...
With the old gentleman and lady from Paris. I, too, am from Paris. They are not unknown to me.
Yes, but here our guests are treated in the most discreet way. Our guests always come to us knowing how...
Oh, quite. Quite.
Now, what about our American friend? What about Steichen, the photographer fellow? Have you dealt with that one?
No, that's one of the next batch.
Well, you should have.
Last night you suggested we leave it for a while. Here it is. And they're on the table, the photographs.
What do you think of them? Give them here. Has this Steichen done a decent job?
Stunning. Here you are. He's captured the studio, hasn't he? The light and shade. And look at this.
Mm.
The kiss. And there you are, in Meudon, with the thinker. It's got the feel of the original. And here's one of you in your beret. I love this one.
Some people will prefer photographs to art. Probably already do.
No, never. Never.
And what does this Steichen predict the sales will be?
Based on research he's done in... yes. Here it is. In Philadelphia, New York and San Francisco. Tens of thousands. Mm. More even. He writes, "The master is to art what Wagner is to music."
Hmm. The Americans like my work.
Everyone does. On that score, things have never been better. Everywhere they love you.
Except in Paris. What royalty does Steichen suggest?
15%. And on that basis, you could be expecting...
25.
You think so?
Sod it, Judith. I starved for years. Rose and I starved. While I wasted my time on trivial facades and sideboards and designing four-poster beds she sewed on buttons with freezing fingers. And the real stuff I was doing others signed and got the credit.
I know. This
while
is
academic
all now...
committees decided who succeeded. So don't tell me how to cut marble. Don't tell me...
He's like this, I don't care. The papers say the idea is to lure the Germans closer to Paris than attack from the rear. It sounds grand, but terribly risky. Still, the Russians have captured Lemberg, practically destroying the Austrian army.
What do you think? Tell me.
The photographs? I've just said...
Oh, these. They're... What do you think of them?
These?
Hmm.
Are you... You're not drawing again. Did you do them?
Oh, who do you think did?
This morning. But that's wonderful.
Yes, when she was asleep. There's no such thing as an unrewarding
you
face.
You caught Madame Rose so well. Her dignity and her... Character.
A beautiful ruin. If you're afraid of ugliness, you create untruth. Never extenuate.
It's months since you've done this.
And who do these look like?
The maid, Nancy.
Yes. Yes, but she's the living likeness, isn't she? She even limps a little like Camille. Strange. That a small imperfection makes one perfect. Do you think she'll pose for me, this Nancy? Properly.
She'd die first.
Or I will. Nah, she'd love it, I can tell. Ask her.
I most certainly will not.
Well, I will then.
You do realize where we are. This is not the Boulevard d'Italie.
I have a boundless admiration for Nancy's naked body.
Would you like to go out for a walk? It's a lovely day outside.
You think I need some fresh air?
I'd like some. come on, it'll do us good. We always feel better after a good walk.
What's going to happen to her? Will she be safe?
I'm sure she will.
Why do you think she wouldn't see me? It's years. Years since she would. Years!
I know.
Oh, you know everything. You listen to everyone and everyone listens to you.
You don't.
Oh, why do you put up with me? Why, Judith? Why are you so bloody loyal?
I don't know, Master. Look, if you want to talk about this properly, I will. Otherwise, Mrs. Parker has kindly offered to show me around Cheltenham. There are some new shops.
Cheltenham!
Which I would very much like to do.
God help us, is that what Rose is doing, shopping?
Where did you first meet her, Camille? Did you get on straight away? It must have been a memorable day.
Do you know the pain of love, Judith?
Is that relevant?
Do you? The gut-tearing, sinking, draining, exhausting, wrenching pain. It happens at any age. You're never safe, Judith. One day you're all right. The next you're not somehow. You're full and full of emptiness. Waking up at 5 in the morning, staring into space, sighing without knowing you are. Do you? If you don't, you see, there is no point talking. Some people are sensible, you see. They sheer away. They might even see it coming and sidestep. They're wise. They live in a shell of caution and carefulness. They don't embrace life. They describe it, assess it, categorize, define, analyze, and rationalize and criticize. And they think they're lifting themselves apart from love. Above it, even. All their buttons are always done up, do you understand? I speak metaphorically.
Well, it's your life that interests us.
I thought you were asking about Camille.
Well?
No. Strangely enough, I met in the company of an English girl. England has done me many favours, hasn't it?
In England? No. You met her over here?
No. They were together in a colony of students in Paris. Young and proud and confident. Well, you know, 19-year-olds, as young as Nancy, as full of liquid life as Nancy. The studio was bright, an autumn day, much like this. I'd been asked over there by Boucher for my opinion. He'd taken an interest in her since she was 13. Good judge, Boucher.
In her sculpture? Did she start sculpture so young?
Precocious, wasn't she? And confident as they come. She'd already won a prix de something or other at the Salon. Not that prizes in Paris means a thing. Don't step away. Did you do this?
Yes.
Who is it?
My brother, Paul Claudel.
Oh. And this one?
My sister, Louise Claudel.
You ask them and they agree.
Of course. And I tell them the pose.
I see.
Do you?
How old are you?
How old are you?
43.
19.
You have a talent. Considerable talent.
So my brother believes.
And your brother is?
14. He's a poet.
So that's two of us who think you have talent.
Three of us.
And for one so young, you have considerable technique. To improve further, look at the drawings of Leonardo and Michelangelo.
I have done.
Look between the black and white. Look at the grey. At the infinity of dark and light, grey and beige. If you're willing to look and learn, you could be a sculptor.
We can all learn.
And you come from?
The Marne Valley.
But you live in Paris? You live at home now in Paris?
Partly.
Partly?
It depends.
Your work is masculine. That's good. The way you work is very masculine. There's nothing hazy or fussy about it. Michelangelo would have approved.
Because I'm masculine. Because females are fussy.
Because there's life and strength in your touch and directness and grasp. Modelling has been called soft, but it must be powerfully soft.
I'm stronger than my brother.
I can believe that.
And my father, that is certain.
Which leaves?
My mother.
Your mother?
No. I'm not stronger than my mother. She dresses in black.
Leonardo's drawings, they will really help. Between the black and the white. You know? Look there, look out. Look.
Oh, damn! Oh, no, look what you've made me do. Oh.
Come to my studio. Studio J, 180, Rue de l'Université. 180.
And did she come?
Oh, yes, she came.
Straight away?
Did you doubt it? Well, no, not immediately, no. I had to deliver her a little present first.
Was that your custom?
Custom? There had never been anything like it before. Day and night I worked, day and night. I felt sick, light, heavy, empty, full. When I was asleep, I was awake. I delivered it wrapped in rags and paper. Normally, I sent something. This I delivered myself. You could hear my heart. I was sure she would hear it when she opened the door. A middle-aged man in such a state.
Monsieur Rodin.
I apologize for coming at this hour. I have something to leave here.
Please excuse the dust on my smock. I'm working.
May I put this down? Shall I put it on the step?
Bring it in. What is it?
Well, only a moment then. It's for you.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I'll be obliged if you will do me the honour of looking at it. Your opinion is important to me.
Oh, a speech?
It's for you, you see. From me.
But how did you do this? I don't understand.
You recognise her?
I do.
So now there are three. Paul Claudel and Louise Claudel by you and Camille Claudel by me.
But we only met for a few moments a month ago.
A few moments in a life can be a long time. You have to look closely, to look very closely at what you want to do.
I didn't like the way you looked at me. You got too close.
Oh, well, I'm short-sighted. I'm sorry.
It wasn't that. You got much too close.
It's essential to study, to begin first with the profile. I looked at you very carefully, at your eyes, your nose, the arch of your brow, and yes, the way your lower lip, your full lower lip goes, and your shoulders and spine. And although the spine and lower body, although that is not shown, you have to see the whole, to stock the mind with detail, with detailed mental pictures from every angle. And this way, you feel the form, so to speak. After that, it's just hard slog, it's just work.
I work until my muscles ache, until my shoulders feel like a labourer's at the end of a long, heavy day in the fields.
Lord.
I work like a madman.
No, with respect, you work like a mad woman. Wonderful! You're like me, wild about work. That's all that matters, one's work. What's anything else but words?
I want to be as good as Donatello. Mm. And my brother wants to be as good as Baudelaire. But my mother does not approve. It is all very well for Paul to be a poet. Oh, that's fine. But it is not good for a decent girl to get these, oh, such dirty hands and such a dirty smock. A girl may, however, if all else is right, be a musician, because music is nice and clean.
Yes.
Louise will be a musician, and that will be nice and clean and applauded, won't it?
Well, my father was a policeman, a penniless secret policeman.
I'm sorry?
Don't moan about being middle class. So, you would like lessons after all?
In what?
In Rodin's studio. There's room enough.
I have room enough here.
Studio J, door 5. That's the one to knock. Take a pair of sparkling eyes in a never and on in a merciful eclipse. Do not heed their mild surprise, having passed the Rubicon.
Oh, yes. I come from Joan of Arc country.
Really? Now, that's very nice, I've heard.
Oh, yes.
A little bit like the Cotswolds, isn't it? Our Cotswolds, there's some similarity.
No.
Oh.
When your King Edward VII visited us in Meudon in March...
Visited you? Our king?
Yes. Your King Edward and Prince Eugene of Sweden and Norway and Wilhelm II.
Would you like some tea in my rooms?
Oh, tea? Yes, thank you. Not that he ever introduced me. But I was allowed to sit with the dogs and servants in the kitchen. Wasn't that kind of him?
With the dogs?
Oh, who's that? Over there, waving at us.
Hmm?
There, waving at us.
Oh, Mr. Duval. Mr. Duval arrived this morning. Good afternoon, Mr. Duval.
Hello, Duval. How do you do?
Oh,
Madame Rose, allow me to remind you. We have met twice before in Paris. At the Rue de Varenne, I came last in February with some colleagues to see Monsieur Rodin. About the house? With some colleagues on the committee. From the Ministry of Finance and Fine Arts.
Monsieur Duval, you must forgive me.
You meet so many people, madame, I do understand.
No, I was kept in the kitchen. So, what are you doing in Cheltenham?
You know how grave things are in Paris.
Tea, everyone?
Come in, then, love.
And take your cloak off.
Come to see the master, have you? Well, he's engaged in a little bit of research.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
I am not here to model.
Oh?
I have come here to study sculpture. Is Monsieur Rodin in?
Probably.
Anyway, close the door. There's only a small furnace, sweetie.
He told me he worked here.
Never mind what he told you. You come in and close the door.
We're all workers, dearie. All in the same boat.
Yeah, come on, let's be seeing you.
Off with your woolen stockings. He loves legs. He's a bit of a legs man, you might say.
Yes. Oh. I present you Camille Claudel. I've asked her to come and work with me. She is an artist.
Heard that one.
And she has graciously accepted my invitation.
To a banquet of buttocks.
She is a sculptor of distinction, even a great one. Now, perhaps you would be kind enough to do what you're paid to do. Disport yourselves.
But she also modelled for you.
I was alive. I felt wild. I hung on her every word.
Didn't she? Model?
My models walked around. I did away with all that sitting. Oh, I kept the furnace going all day, kept them warm, alive. They walked, and I looked closely and drew fast, tearing off sheets of quick drawings, impressions, experiments with lines, leaving them all over the studio floor. That's how you get life, movement, liquid bodies.
And Madame Rose?
Where is she? She's been away for hours.
No, no. She, too, modelled for you.
But, of course, I just... 50 years ago. You've seen my early work, so you've seen her.
I have indeed. Many times.
Long before you were born, my dear Judith. She was my first model, my bacchante, my ingenue. And when she posed, it was freezing cold, no furnace... We couldn't begin to afford a fire, not then. No money for food or fuel. When I couldn't afford clay, I sculpted in lard from a pork butcher. Lard!
Did she ever accept Camille?
A woman undressing. Oh, what a wonderful sight it is. Like the sun breaking through the clouds. The sight of her body, the sight of Camille's body, came as a blow, as a shock to me. My eye darted like an arrow. The whole of nature resides in a woman's body. The unknown depths, the very substance of life.
Excuse me.
Who can live without it?
Yes? I won't be a moment.
He hasn't asked you to visit him, has he?
Who, miss? Sometimes, you see, he suggests people help him with his work.
Who is it?
Young girls. But well, you...
I'm sorry,
Judy.
Miss. I don't know what you...
Oh, no. Oh, forgive me. I was confused for a moment. What is it? What can I do for you?
There's a French gentleman downstairs saying he wants to speak to you.
Judith!
Oh, yes.
In private. Miss Claddle will know who I am, he says to say.
Yes. I will come down. Thank you, Nancy.
Judith!
Thank you, miss.
Judith! Why did you close the door? What is going on? Have the barbarians overrun us again?
A friend wants to see me. A friend of my sister's.
But everyone hates your sister. Who knows you're here?
The world always knows where you are, master.
See this? I've got his nose. My father's. He was a policeman. Look at that nose. Go on, look at it. In profile.
Yes.
He doesn't miss much, that nose. And I can smell them. They're everywhere.
I won't be long.
No, no, no.
I won't. You have a rest. And do take your beret off. Go on. And put this rug over your knees. There.
What do they always say? I won't be long. I won't be long. That's what you always said, Camille. But you were her so very long.
Are you illiterate? I've heard roses. Are you as well?
No.
A lot of artists are.
Well, I'm not.
Whenever I mention a writer, you go very quiet. Let's see. Have you read Baudelaire? Have you heard of Baudelaire?
Look, I'm working. Working. If you want to chatter, go off with the other girls. I like silence.
And touching up the other girls. Oh, I came here to work, not to model, remember? Are your silences a shroud of mystery or a confession of ignorance? Come on, have you read Baudelaire?
No, I have not. You have. Well done. Now, turn your head a bit. The other way.
No!
Just a bit. No, not so much. It's that proud look I'm after.
I'm fed up with this. Tomorrow I'm working on my own.
And soon we'll exhibit together, I promise. Before the year's out, we'll take this city by storm.
How am I going to be as good as Donatello if I do this?
You'll be better than Donatello. Just give me a few minutes. That's all I ask. That's it. You're perfect. Yes, yes, that's the look. Right.
I read him at night. Baudelaire to my brother. Hmm. In the day, everyone fights, you know. Wuthering Heights, that kind of thing. Wuthering Heights?
Read some Baudelaire to me, then.
No. What I will do is read you something else. In my coat pocket. Please pass it over. Miss Camille Claudel's group at the Salon des Artistes Français is beautifully balanced and shaped. Here we have, in the man and woman locked together, both spirituality and sensualism fully realized. It has the perfection of a Poussin. It is a bravura display of unmatched skill and delicacy.
Mm. Did you write that?
Don't be rude.
Please turn your shoulders. No, not so much.
Well, don't tell me what to do all the time. You're more like that every week. Bossy.
Oh, sorry. Just a slight loosening of the shoulders. Would you? Good. Yes. Yes, loose them, ease them, roll them loose. Look, look, let me massage them. Yes. Yes, that's it. That's better, isn't it?
Mm.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, not too hard. I'm not Atlas.
No, no, you're not. The one person you are not is Atlas.
Mind you, my brother claims I physically dragged the family to Paris. So I might be Atlas. And Michelangelo would approve. The masculine look.
I want them smooth. Good works of art. Those you can roll down a mountain without breaking anything off.
Well, don't roll me down a mountain, thank you.
I won't.
Because you need me?
Yes.
But all I ever do for you is hands and feet. When people see your work, they don't see my hands and feet.
They're the most difficult part of the lot. Didn't anyone ever tell you that? If you want to assess an artist, simply look at the hands and feet. That's a sign.
And that's why you ask me to do them for you?
Hmm. I'm opening up another studio.
You didn't tell me?
I'm telling you now. You must use it too. 68 Boulevard d'Italie, it's as much yours as mine.
Oh, things are going well, yes. Things are going very well.
Yes.
They'll be decorating you soon, giving you banquets, honouring you.
Well, is that wrong?
What about me?
I'm off. He never bothers with me now.
Me neither. Only once in 6 weeks. No presents, not even a smile.
We just meet, dear.
Now, what's wrong with these, eh? I'd like to know.
Nothing, dear. Nothing at all. No. They're very nice.
Well, he's not the only artist in Paris, is he? Not by a long way.
Did she come with you to the Boulevard d'Italie? To your new studio?
She had a mind of her own. Still has. No one could mix plaster better. And she could cut marble with such force. You wouldn't believe a woman could cut and hit so hard, with such precision and style. Sometimes she was with me day and night, days on end. I was 50, but felt 15. Then she'd just leave. When she went to Azay le Rideau.
To the Chateau d'Ilette. Your special place.
Not like that. Not a note. Nothing.
You told me you'd been there together for a couple of summers.
We did some of our best work in the chateau. As paying guests. She also went there alone. To torture me.
Since I have nothing else to do, I'm writing to you again. You can't imagine how pretty it is here at Dilette. I went for a walk in the park. Everything has been mowed like hay, wheat, oats. If you are good enough to keep your promise, we shall be in paradise. You can have the room you want to work in here. Madame Courcelle will be at your feet as usual. She told me I could bathe in the river where her daughter and the maid bathe. With your permission, I'll do the same with great pleasure. Will you be so good as to buy me a little bathing costume? Dark blue with white piping, 2 pieces, blouse and pants, medium size, at the Louvre or Bon Marché. I go to bed naked to make myself believe you are there. But when I wake up, it's not the same thing. Above all, don't deceive me any more.
You do know what you're doing to me, don't you? Don't you?
Would you like to hear another poem?
Yes.
You are an autumn sky. You shine and glow. But sadness rising like a tidal flood quite overwhelms me. Its receding flow leaves my lips coated with its bitter mud. In vain your hand my swooning breast explores. The prize it seeks, my dear, has long since been devoured by woman's teeth, rent by her claws. Don't hope to find my heart. They've picked it clean. My heart's an overcrowded place, where a rout of drunken revelers murder and brawl. The fragrance of your breast perfumes the air. Beauty, Harsh tyrant of our souls, you will have all. Come with your eyes of searing fire and burn the shriveled pickings which the beasts still spurn.
Wonderful. I adore Baudelaire. Can't get enough of him.
I'm moving out. I have to work completely on my own.
But what?
Otherwise I'll fail. But pass me my petticoat.
But your reputation is growing every month. It takes time. You can't leap.
Well, you do. You leap on anyone. Old Rose, young me, any model to hand.
Oh, come on. You're just stirring it up.
I want to be famous, and I'm going to
You want too much?
Yes, I do.
Good God. 3 times I failed to satisfy the examiners.
What examiners?
At the John Nicole, at the Bouzard.
Oh, they were setting the wrong exams. You know that. Pass me my petticoat.
3 times the official custodians locked the door on me.
But it wasn't a room you needed to enter.
It's easy to say that. It's easy for your generation. They even accused me of copying.
Oh, that's all nonsense. So, you escaped academic teaching. Lucky you. All this sob stuff about your past is an evasion. You're sounding like an old bore talking to a journalist.
An old bore?
What about me? What about now? What about the future? Come to the opera with me on Sunday. To the Wagner. What about that, eh?
Sunday?
You begged me to come back. So I did. So, what are you doing on Sunday?
Working.
All day Sunday?
Or sleeping with you. Look, you know I'm behindhand with the burgers. It's my biggest commission.
Is she expecting you back for cabbage soup on Sunday?
She?
Doesn't she like Wagner? Hasn't she heard of Wagner?
She?
This old woman of yours, this Rose Beret, who no one ever sees.
Keep Rose out of this, Rose.
The secret seamstress with the saggy breasts, the one up to her ears in soap suds.
Stop this! I won't allow you to talk to me like this!
Oh, I bet you won't. She's so boring. Pass me my stockings.
You wouldn't understand loyalty.
Loyalty! What are you doing now? And yesterday and the day before, being loyal?
The young don't understand loyalty. You want your stockings? Here they are. And I had good news for you. They're accepting 3 of your works for the exhibition. The big one in March. Boucher told me.
3?
Yes.
And 3 of yours?
No, 17. Damn it, Boucher describes it as an auspicious debut for you.
Oh, debut. A bit late for my debut, isn't it? And why didn't Boucher tell me? I did them. As well as enlarge your maquettes, carry through your designs, model for you, and talk techniques till I dropped.
You weren't at home.
At home? He could have found me here, couldn't he? In the corner where I sleep. Oh, you're ashamed of admitting the truth about us, aren't you? Anyway, I have to go.
Go? Why?
My mother disapproves of all of this. Says I'm decadent. Says I'm a kept woman.
No kept woman ever wore a kimono.
It's got to stop, my parents say. Paul disapproves too. He calls you the pig in the trough.
You've never worried about your parents before.
You've never worried about your seamstress before.
Don't you dare call her that. I keep her in complete ignorance, in complete ignorance.
It's her natural state.
Of what we do, it's difficult. It's bloody difficult. What do you want me to do? Tell her!
Yes.
Tell her the truth!
Yes. Tell her the lot, or I will. Tell her you want to marry me.
Marry? Only mediocre artists marry. Since when did any of us talk about marriage?
Tell her you want to marry the woman whose mind and body and talent you use.
You know very well.
Or I'll smash everything to smithereens. Everything here. Everything we've done together. Now, that would be a joint exhibition for you, wouldn't
Camille.
It? Imagine the critics trying to piece that lot together.
When I was with her, Judith, I could do anything. And I did. The kiss, the thinker. Eternal springtime, burgers of Calais, the gates of hell. It wasn't her body, you know. You do
understand, don't you? It was being understood. No, being challenged, being with a spirit who, deep down, exceeded all expectations. Women are the mainspring of my work and the cause of my fall. But then, lovers are besotted idiots, aren't they, Judith?
Alan, how are you?
It's very good to see you again, Judith.
You too. So good. Are you hungry?
No, I stopped for tea and scones.
And how long can you stay?
That depends on you, on what you think he'll do.
Let's go through here. It's more private.
Perfect. Thank you for your letter.
I thought the post might have stopped.
It arrived just before I left. And your inventory of the master's works was a most clear document, if I may say so.
You may.
Just in time, and exactly what the committee wanted. Poor Judith. What a burden you bear.
We're all alive. That's the main thing.
Is he being very difficult?
First of all, could you hear the guns? I want to know about Paris.
Only on the journey, not in Paris. There were some aeroplanes and bombs, but nothing...
Bombs? A bomb could finish
everything. But most of all, a sense of waiting.
Did you check the Rue de Varenne?
When all the files had gone, I did. It was the last thing I did after I left the ministry. The street was deserted. They wouldn't let me in. The military were outside and very jumpy. It's now a command post. In fact, it's probably the safest place his work could be. You look tired. Very tired.
Do I? Have you missed me?
What do you think? Look, let's go somewhere to eat. This place is oppressive. I can't breathe. And I'm not sure the master will necessarily
tonight.
Be...
Go out tonight.
You can't be secretary and nurse every night. This has gone on for years.
Would you prefer it hadn't?
No. But he needs to realise how much he relies on you. Anyway, there's Madame Rose and the hotel staff.
He's dictating wills whenever the mood strikes.
Wills?
To anyone. 3 different ones last week. Anyone, anywhere could get the lot. And believe me, Alain, he's quite capable of it.
Do you think he has long?
Who can tell? Whoever influences him last will be the beneficiary.
It's a matter of catching him.
Catching him?
You know what I mean.
The French find me coarse, he's taken to saying. The English only find me original. What would the committee say to that?
He's not considering the English.
He is. He has many powerful friends here, the most powerful in the land.
Tell him he can have the house, the grounds, everything, for as long as he lives. Tell him, tell Madame Rose, the first chance you have...
Is that a decision?
Yes. Well, I've spoken to Clémentelle and Delimier. You can't go higher.
The house and gardens. And you have the authority. A decision.
I will have. They're in Bordeaux. I will have soon. As soon as order is re-established. I've seen the Minister of Finance's papers, his findings. I'm sure it's going to be a formality.
You said that last year.
Did I? No. I think you're confusing certain aspects of 2 different requests.
And the year before.
I know. But the mills of government grind slowly. You know that.
Do I? I know I hear nothing from you for months and then suddenly you panic.
Judith, it's absolutely crucial to reassure him as to the likely outcome.
So it's not a decision.
He'll rely on your word, surely.
No. On this, he'll pore over every phrase. He'll pick away at every point.
Do you think the master's mind is...
You might as well say it.
Do you think he's in full possession?
He's very troubled. His flight to England could be his final decision. So I do hope your committee grasps that before it's all too late.
It's all pointless, then, if you fail...
No, Rose, no!
3 nights, those are the facts, only 3 nights this month!
Are you in the secret police now, is that it? Checking up on my every move.
What, you are not going on like
look,
this!
Look, I've explained and explained.
Yeah, explain it once more.
It's work, it's pressure of work!
You've always worked, you've always been under pressure.
How can I go on with this madness?
Oh, I agree.
This is why I don't come home, this is the very reason why I stay at the sodding studio! Look, I have to finish the burgers by March the 30th, my love, which is 1 month away. And if I come back to Meudon to sleep every night, I cannot finish the commission, clear? Even you can see that, can't you? They don't pay me thousands for nothing, see?
I can see everything, oh, I can see it all very clearly.
God alive. I bustle from studio to studio, technician to technician, up early, bed later. I have to be disciplined, on call. There's a host of different people.
Oh, yeah.
A monument, especially one on this scale with 5 or 6 figures. You can't work on a small scale in a small corner when you're trying to change the way everyone in the world looks at sculpture. And if you're doing a public monument, the people of Calais who open their coffers expect it to be delivered on time.
At the bottom of this, there is a woman!
What?
Everyone I hear is someone with the lips, someone who wears crazy clothes. Your muse!
Are you referring to Camille Claudel?
Muse my arse!
She's a sculptor. She helps me with the technical details of design.
She's a tart! You've never needed anyone's help with technical details before her. Now,
Rose! Give me that bloody gun!
No! No, you listen to me. For years I've sewed on buttons, for years I've closed it without so you could survive. And if you think I'm standing by while some scrap lets you...
Get to
me! No! No!
Give me!
No! No!
Conflicting news from France. This morning it said that the Germans were turning back, leaving the Allies at the Paris forts. Later we heard that the Hun was preparing for a final attack. Perhaps Alain is right, too. We must ensure that the master signs. Yet if I press too hard, he'll go the other way. Proud people do that. And if he thinks Alain is manipulating him, it's all over, that's certain. As for Alain, I look into his eyes and see intelligence and charm and consideration and forbearance, but, oh, I don't know.
Right, we're going tomorrow.
Boudoir. Ah, the great man.
We're leaving at 9, just you and me, it's all fixed. I've got rid of the girls and Rose. I've sorted her out.
I can't.
We must! The weather's perfect. It'll inspire us. We'll work all day, at least.
I don't want lessons from you anymore.
Lessons? Geniuses don't need lessons, I know that. But I've got a surprise place laid on with a big bed. We are breaking into a new kind of art, Camille. Our styles are similar. It is vital
that... I don't want to be like you.
You're not! You're not. You're not, you're a... delicious woman, and I love the mole on your back.
Can't you see I'm working?
Come with me.
Yes, you go off. Go off and be rich and famous. Even more rich and even more famous.
I love you like this. Hit me with your hammer.
You're reading it all wrong.
No, no. The place we're going to is the best yet. You know how I love obedient women, and I want to talk to you about my new idea. You are at the center of it. The inspiration. And when the world sees it, you will be immortalized. How many women have that? Immortality! You will be seen forever. At first I wanted it called desire, but no. The Freemasons of art won't like that, will they? They'll protest, yes, and a long line of gynecological inspectors will come and inspect it. So I'm calling it Ovid's Metamorphoses instead.
What do you know about Ovid?
What do I care? It's the same sculpture.
Excuse me. No. I need to see this from
here. Oh. Take the fools in first. Then do what you want.
You make me sick. You've become chic.
Nothing wrong with the smell of success, my girl. Only mediocre people fall in love with failure.
If you kindly let me get on with my work.
No. Go ahead. I'll watch.
All you're smelling are the clouds of incense. All you're seeing... are your candle-bearing clients.
Yes, Ovid's Metamorphoses, and the highbrows will love it, and the lowbrows will love it, and the bank will love it. Art or sex, take your pick.
I want to sculpt you.
Me?
Yes.
Not good material.
Once this is finished, I'm doing you in marble.
I best see quarter face. Always start at profiles.
I mean naked.
Me naked?
The master scene as he really is.
No, yes.
In marble.
Not at my age, no.
Oh, only women, is that it? Women are good material, aren't they?
Not a man of 50.
What has age got to do with anything? You go for women of any age.
Camille, come on. Let's talk about this tomorrow when we're travelling. You know, you do know I've recommended you everywhere. Your reputation has never been higher. In the salon,
oh,
you are...
Don't patronise me!
I'm not!
I've been a fool! Oh, I see it now. I've been exploited.
That's a terrible word. Oh,
so is patronage, so is protection, so is plagiarism.
Camille, be serious. You can't work as closely as we have for as long as we have.
I am without... serious. I am.
Then you are not balanced.
I am what you see. I am the person who speaks to you and works with you and longs for you and sleeps with you. And has come to hate you.
Hate?
You are a man. A user. A shaper. A modeler.
I'm an artist, yes.
You were. Now you are the chairman of the jury of the salon. You've become a realist, a man at home in the world. I don't want to be like that.
Tell you one thing. I've got a pot belly.
I know.
Side on, I'd be a little round jug on your sideboard.
Oh, you always try to laugh me off. Why do men do that?
When you're like this, you're so silly, so out of proportion. Let's eat. And go to bed. You always feel better after that. It takes the tension out of you.
Don't you ever model Rose now?
Look, I've told you I've sorted her out. Isn't that enough for you?
Do you still sleep with her?
So, you don't want to come away, all right. Talking of modelling men, years ago in Brussels, a Belgian soldier modelled for me.
It's one of your best, I've seen it. You did it before you sold out.
Oh, if you want a man, he's the sort.
And what sort is he?
Beautiful. Young, beautiful body. Not a pot belly.
But you said even a ruin was beautiful.
Get out! Get out!
Well, it isn't cabbage soup.
Rose, stop this.
Oh, sort it around, have you?
Get your ass elsewhere before I kick it there.
Rose.
Would you like to come to the opera on Sunday?
Camille.
I've as much right in this studio as you have. Haven't I produced most of the stuff in here?
Camille.
And what's more, I work in...
Oh, so that's what they call it now, is it working?
We share a workplace.
You little bitch.
Look, Rose.
You little...
Get off me, you old hag!
Rose!
You've hung around him doesn't mean you're married to him!
I'm starved for him! What you're doing so
easy! But he never married you,
Rose!
Cabbage soup! Slurp! Cabbage soup!
Rose!
Slurp!
Rose! Camille!
Mr. Bitch!
All the master wants is that house, after all he's done for France.
And you'll be granted it.
The house he loves, for whatever time remains to him on this earth.
Of course.
My book is another matter.
I understand. But for the master's pensée, surely your name, your price. So. Judith, there's more. I have more to say to you.
Yes.
This isn't easy for me. I've thought about it for many hours.
I understand, Alain.
It's about Camille.
Camille?
Yes. I've known for some while. She's, I'm sorry to say, in a lunatic asylum.
Camille?
Has been for some months.
Where?
First at Villevrat, now in Montevergue.
Where? Montevergue?
Near Avignon.
Avignon?
Our mother saw to that. As far away as the family could put her.
But her brother would never allow it. Paul adores
her. Paul has, as you know, done very well in the diplomatic service. She had become something of an embarrassment.
Oh, Paul. Paul.
Living in squalor. Sequestering herself with her cats. That sort of thing.
Many people do that. You don't lock them up.
For months she spoke only to the concierge. Then she started making accusations. Possibly paranoid. Perhaps one had to intervene. Public opinion.
I don't believe it. What accusations?
Paul couldn't stop her smashing up her work either. No one could. Everything she could lay her hands on.
Oh, what was saved? How much?
Only those pieces in other people's possession. They had to break into her apartment and take her away.
My dear Paul, I wrote to Mother several times without getting a word in reply. You yourself came to see me at the end of May, and I made you promise to look after me and not leave me abandoned like this. How is it that you haven't written a single time since, and that you haven't returned to see me? What is the reason for this cruelty? How did they manage to lead you so astray? I would like to know.
Do you think he should know?
That I leave to you.
Probably better not to. He need never know.
It may soon become an issue.
Go on.
Camille is writing letters about him, to old friends, even to powerful influences. It may, it could, affect everything you and I wish.
Why, writing what?
That she was seized on the master's orders, that he had a gang operating for him.
That's absurd. No one would believe a word of
it. She thinks it's all the master's doing. To stop her work becoming as famous as his. To stop her stealing his limelight.
You could argue he gave her everything. In fact, I would.
The contrary argument, my dear Judith, is that he took everything away. That is what, in effect, she's writing. And fortunately, you control the master's mail.
Will you excuse me? I need to go to my room.
I would prefer to be only a housemaid than to continue to live like this. Have you made sure everything of mine hasn't fallen into the hands of the friends of that scoundrel? The one with the diabolical brain who has dealt me this pretty blow? Make sure. He's scared silly to see me return before he's had time to get his hands on everything. That is why he keeps delaying my getting out as long as possible. Still, I've got an apple in my dressing gown pocket.
Judith, my dear, I've missed you. You've been away so long.
You've been asleep. Your rug slipped down.
Oh, no, not really.
Master, I have some questions.
Always your notepad. You always prepare so well. That's good.
May I ask what arrangements you've made for Madame Rose?
Well, we're not deciding anything at the moment, Judith. You'll stay here and wait.
No, I mean, what will happen to Madame Rose if you go first?
I'm not going anywhere.
You know perfectly well what I mean. If you die before she dies...
Then she will die after me.
But you are not married.
And I am not Gaga. Go on.
To whom are you leaving everything?
Mind your own business.
Doesn't devotion mean anything to you? France obviously doesn't.
I'm sorry, I am a bit hazy at the moment, but you do have a way of leading up to something.
Something most important. Yesterday and the day before and on countless other occasions, you've been telling me to write out your will to America, to England, to this museum, that museum. So it has been on my mind. That and Madame Rose. I have been thinking of Madame Rose.
That is good of you. Good to be so thoughtful. I also have been thinking about providing for the future.
Oh, I'm so glad. I knew you would.
Because, don't you think, when she left, when we parted, Mr. I was untrue to myself.
Is it Camille we are talking of?
Do you think it's dangerous to go against one's natural impulse, as they say it is?
It depends.
Oh, does it? What a good answer. So I've decided to wait, and when we go, if we go back, I'll see Camille. Best, isn't it? We'll talk. Camille and I will sit under the trees and talk. After we've worked, because I've never loved anyone else, not like that. I must be true to my natural impulses, mustn't I, when I go back?
Oh, I see.
And if you don't mind, I'll just have a little dose. Thank you.
Dear Paul, you mustn't hope to get changes in a madhouse. The rules are for the violent and the screeching and the menacing creatures whose parents and families can't put up with them. And how then does it come about that I should be forced to put up with them? I'd give 100,000 francs to be out of here at once.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Do you know where Miss Cladell might be? It's urgent.
Oh, in her room, sir, on the first...
No. I've tried her room and the smoking room.
Oh, Mrs. Parker's private rooms.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Thank you. I'll find her. Judith!
What is it?
Paris is saved. The news has just been announced. Everything.
Oh, thank God.
Are you sure?
The Allies took the offensive. Mrs. Parker's just heard. Oh. It seems there's been a major German retreat. The British crossed the Marne.
How far? How far have they retreated?
Let's go back and celebrate. How far, do you say? 20 miles, from what I understand.
20 miles!
And you must be the first to tell the master.
Show me the paper. Paris is...
No. Let me put this round you. And here we are. He'll be all right. You leave this to me. No, I told you. I told you it'd all come out right in the end, didn't I?
The British helped, didn't they?
Yes.
They've always been good to me. Always.
I've had further news from Paris. I think you ought to know.
What's that?
It's about something close to your heart.
Enough. Now, can't you see that's enough?
I think it's important.
Tomorrow. Not now, tomorrow. Now, that you go.
Well, Judith, Rose, a moment, please. Please leave us a moment.
Oh, off to the kitchen? Yes. Off to the kitchen.
What news?
Dallimier, the Minister of Fine Arts, has sent word that the house and the grounds are yours. There will be a major Rodin museum in the house you love.
Word? From Bordeaux?
No. By messenger. From Paris. Before they left. A binding word.
Is it on paper? Show it to me.
Trust me, Master. It is approved. It is definite.
Was I hard on her?
Hard?
You're my guardian, aren't you?
But it's not for me to
she
say...
She bought me her tea when I needed it. You know, whenever I'm ill, I do love her tea and I... I'll tell you something else. When I'm ill, she loves to keep an eye on me. She knows where I am when I'm ill.
Ah, yes.
And a cabbage soup. Wonderful. Cabbage soup.
It's the backbone of France, cabbage soup.
So, you think I should regularize her position, provide for her, ensure that all's well in any event?
I have my notepad here.
Read it back to me.
I hereby revoke and declare null and void all wills of mine, except that in favour of Rose Beret.
Yes.
I bequeath to France all my work, without exception, contained in the different studios, marbles, bronzes, maquettes, terracottas, everything.
Yes.
All sketches and all drawings.
Join.
I give and bequeath to the said Rose Beret, in recognition of our 50 years together, the remainder of my fortune. And sign here.
And tell Nancy she glides like a fish.
Very well.
And if Nancy will take them, please ask her kindly to accept these few drawings. Oh, such a beautiful body, that girl.
Auguste Rodin married Rose Beret on the 22nd of January, 1917, in Paris. The master wore his frock coat and large velvet beret. Rose, although racked with pains in her chest, behaved with great dignity. 2 weeks later, she died peacefully and was buried beneath a cast of The Thinker. On November the 18th of the same year, 4 days after his 77th birthday, with France still at war, Rodin died in Paris. But he died before his death, and in his last few weeks, in case he made a new will, he was not allowed pens and pencils. Camille Claudel remained in the asylum at Mont de Vergue near Avignon for the rest of her life. Her death, during the Second World War, came on October the 19th, 1943.
In Abandoned by Jonathan Smith, Rodin was played by Freddie Jones, Camille by Caroline Backhouse, and Judith by Maureen O'Brien. Rose was Mary Wimbush, Nancy, Jane Slavin, Mrs. Parker, June Barry, and Alain Duval, Hugh Dixon. The hotel guests were Elizabeth Kelly, Penelope Lee, John Moffat, and Paul Nicholson. And the models were Danielle Allen and Kate Lynn Evans. Abandoned was directed in Bristol by Sean McLaughlin.